بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أهدين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا فيكونا من الخاسرين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون. نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي الحميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Because the nature of being alive that you will be overwhelmed. This is the moment you open yourself to what is real. You must recognize that you're dealing with something which is completely beyond your ability to manage. That experience of being overwhelmed can also be an experience of the sort of overflowing of Allah and the overflowing of your life. Being overwhelmed also can mean that you are at a loss as to how to deal appropriately with what's in front of you. More often than not, we have this. This is true in experiences of distress and of injury. But there was a question that came earlier today from Fatima Hassan from Islamabad, which kind of suggests that one can also have the same experience when things go, when you're dealing with a situation where there's an immense generosity shown by somebody. So the question that she posed was basically how does one deal with somebody who basically gives you too much, who's always generous and who always is giving you stuff. And can somebody be giving you too much? This is very often the experience of people in a relationship where you cannot reciprocate, because the person who is giving you stuff is so privileged that, and with the best will in the world, you cannot return the favor, the kindness. I think in the first instance, it is useful to bear in mind that your Rabb uses his servants to deliver to you his blessings to you. And while it is completely appropriate to thank the slave and then thank the Rabb, understand that whatever is coming to you is coming from him. And that your discomfort about not being able to reciprocate, that discomfort is a very healthy place to be, because that discomfort is a similar experience to the experience of being overwhelmed. It is, I don't know how to manage this. I don't know how to deal with this. It is true that just as you can give something to somebody unconditionally, you can accept it unconditionally. And accepting it unconditionally means I recognize that this has been given with such an open hand that there's no requirement for reciprocity. It is your desire to be able to reciprocate, to pay back, that makes your experience of what the person is giving irksome and burdensome. Now, that doesn't suggest, of course, that the person that you're dealing with is an angel. What I mean by this, it's quite possible that the person could actually be giving you things with the intention to develop with you or in you some feeling of obligation. Remember, years ago in anthropology, we were taught that it's interesting that the German word for gift and the German word for poison is the same word. That you can, that when people give you stuff, this can become really burdensome, because you can feel that you are now owing them and that you now have to pay back, you have to reciprocate. I don't think the answer to the problem is to refuse to accept what the person is giving you. I mean, unless it's coming literally as a trade, you know, I will give you this, but then I want you to do that for me. I mean, if it's explicit and it's a trade that you don't want, then you say no. But if it's not done in the spirit of a trade, then I think the appropriate thing to do is to accept the gift and to know that what you're being tested with here is your own ability to unconditionally accept the gift and not to be playing a game with the person. I mean, the truth of the matter is, as Allah tells us in Surah Ar-Rahman, you know, which of the favors of your Lord are you going to deny? Is every day that you're alive not an overflowing gift that you could never reciprocate, you can never pay back? How could you repay him just for the ability to have had a dhikr this evening? You know, all the things that have had to have happened for you to be able to do the dhikr, fuels, your nervous system had to work, your lungs had to work, your everything, you know. I mean, that's already such a stupendous gift that you could never pay back. In fact, if you recognize how stupendous the gift of being alive is, you will be overwhelmed. So the experience of being overwhelmed by the generosity of life is an entirely appropriate way of being. And it doesn't require you to working on an account. In fact, it's precisely the insight that the account is inadequate. You can never balance the account that actually gives you the experience of what it means to be human. What it means to be properly human is to be always at the edge of being overwhelmed. It is like swimming in a sea of blessing that is so overflowing that it threatens to drown you. These moments that we have when we don't know how to behave, we are stuck. It's too much, it's too big, these moments are of the highest points of our lives. These moments are the most beautiful moments of our lives. Sometimes they get visited on us through the agency of other people. Sometimes they get visited on us just because of you've seen a sunset, or you've enjoyed a cup of tea or something. But when we have these moments of feeling our own inadequacy in the face of the amazing blessing that's being showered on us, in those moments we are most pristinely human. We are most precisely human. This is why we've been made. We've been made to be worshipful. And the worshipful one knows is in awe. The worshipful one knows that he's inadequate in the face of what he's witnessing. May Allah grant us nearness to him.
Amen.
May Allah grant us annihilation in him.
Amen.
May Allah grant us death before we die.
Inna
Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin 'abdika wa rasulika nabiyyin wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin wa alhamdulillahi.
Thank you.